I see buns.
We'll get to it.
Oh, I can't
give it away now.
It?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I never know what you're doing.
Nor do you know what you're doing.
I never know where you're going. I just come along for the ride.
It's been a heck of a run.
It has been. What have you been? Here, 4 years, something like that?
Yes.
Remember what people said? It never lasts.
I don't remember people saying it.
Well, we were kind of quiet about it when we first got here. Yes, we did. We did.
I don't doubt you.
Okay. I'm doing some research today on
insular
things.
Radio people who could never last.
Well, not too many people make the transition.
He wrote words for a living. He can't talk.
You and what's the guy down the hallway? Barrero. Dan Barrero.
Down the hallway.
Well, he's on station over there.
Yeah. Down the I-94.
Yeah. Hi, Dan Barrero. He's kind of made it.
He does pretty well.
He does okay.
He does. Yeah. He does pretty well. So are we doing the
there's no reason to. Just go ahead.
Play the music, Pinto.
Give it all away. You don't know what this is about, do you?
No. I have no idea.
Okay,
is this about the coffee I spilled on my pants?
No. Just
that's
go.
What that stain is.
Let's go. We're on a tight schedule.
No, we're not. I'm not. We've got an hour left to go. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four. If I kill the whole hour with the four pack, that's fine with me. 4 o'clock, four pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Jurgi. A 33-year-old Minnesota mom is suing her former employer, claiming that she was fired from her job with a cable television provider because she posed nude for Playboy magazine, even though she'd cleared it with her boss ahead of time.
She's out of Kaysen, Minnesota. It's done by Rochester,
yes,
I believe.
Jessica Zielinski.
I was doing some research on this story. And
I bet you were.
I was, because I like to come prepared. And she says that her boss was given... gave her the okay, and she was answering a casting call in the Hot Housewives issue.
The Hot Housewives issue of Playboy.
And this was September, October of last year. This is not
This
goes back a year.
Actually, 2 years.
What year is it?
This is 2013.
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago. She finally got fired. She got fired, but now she's filed a lawsuit.
Yes.
It initially started out in state court. It's been sent up to federal court now, and that's why we've found out about it. And again, I got to the Playboy website.
To find research.
Yeah, and all I got was the cover. Because I thought, you know, I don't know how far I should go on the company computer. So I just, that's as far as I went.
Well, I mean, you could look at the photos and say, okay, did she deserve to get fired for that picture?
I didn't go that far.
Did she deserve to get fired for that picture?
Not for the one on the cover?
Well, here's the one on the cover.
Yeah, that's as far as I went.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, no.
But she was inside the magazine.
Right, I guess.
With fewer clothes on than this.
Sensual seduction, it says on the cover.
Yeah, sensual seduction.
Seduction.
Naughty moms and sexy wives, all nude.
9-year-old girl. Oh, she's all nude?
Yeah, it says right there on the cover. All
see,
nude.
I didn't go that far. I just didn't dare.
Well, maybe that changes your thoughts on whether or not she should be fired. If Jessica Zielinski was all nude, then Pinto's got it up on the screen over there.
Yeah,
got the picture
I have it
up on the screen.
Yeah, don't go any further, Daniel. They watch this. It's don't go any
There's
farther.
There's somebody monitoring in Wisconsin.
No,
right
no, no.
Now.
NSA Senator Heitkamp said that 70% of the intelligence gathering employees, government, they're furloughed. So no one is monitored. I'm talking about Wisconsin. They keep an eye on.
That's what I said.
But the NSA, you're free to make phone calls.
We can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
No one apparently is watching.
Zielinski told the court that weeks beforehand, her boss gave her permission to appear in Playboy. She told her boss that she was answering a Playboy casting call and received assurance from him that her job, $18,000 plus commission, would not be in jeopardy if she appeared nude in the iconic men's magazine. He came back at her and said, we cannot... keep you around anymore because of you violated our decency code here at Charter Communications.
He handed her a CAR, which is a corrective action report.
Oh.
And notified her that, yes, she violated the company's standards of decency. Now, we shouldn't speculate, but I'm not going to speculate. This is a federal lawsuit. I don't want to be dragged into it.
No,
you drag me down.
No, speculate.
Do you, you don't think that maybe the boss thought, and then later the company said, uh-uh.
Oh, you like somebody above him, you mean?
Well, yeah, he said it was okay because he thought then...
Chicky-chicky bow-wow.
And then it got to the home office. She wants $150,000. Emotional distress.
Lots
compensatory
of
damages.
Sure.
Her legal expenses.
Yep.
And so, you know, they always ask for a sizable amount of money, even though she was making $18,000 a year plus commission. So,
I am going to call Wisconsin then before I appeared nude in Playgirl magazine, just to make sure
I don't think
the boys in Green Bay and Wausau are okay with me taking it all off for Playgirl.
I don't think you're going to get that call.
But they'd let me.
I don't think Playgirl is going to call you.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm sure they'd let you. That'd be a hot selling issue, wouldn't it? Jeez.
Number three, no free wieners.
Ah, thus.
This has nothing to do with Playgirl magazine.
Thus.
This only. Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why you have the buns and the mustard.
And we didn't have any hot dog buns. We had some. There's three left over, three and a half left over Famous Dave's hamburger buns or beef buns or round buns.
Pork buns.
We had a little company picnic yesterday.
Yeah.
And so I brought in some mustard and a packet of ketchup for if they were to have hot dogs at the bond issue vote in Wahpeton today. But that's been thwarted.
It's been thwarted by Al Jagger. No. Al Jagger's done some thwarting.
No, he didn't know about it.
There are no free wieners allowed to be handed out at the Wahpeton bond vote.
That's underway today.
No free. They were trying to hand out free wieners to get people to go to the polls? Or
I had someone contact me, and they said that they had heard that the school district, for some reason, was going to give away free wieners today after 4, between 4 and 7. You know, it's kind of the supper hour, as people went to the poll. There's only one polling place. It's at the high school.
Oh.
And I said, no, they're not. And the guy said, well, I heard it, so I had my girlfriend call the school district today and and ask about the polling hours.
And they said,
11 to 7, 11 to 7. Okay. And then she said, are you going to give away free wieners? And they said, well, we were going to, but now we're not. So I called the superintendent, Rick Jacobson, and he said, yeah, you know, somebody had kind of suggested that, but then our consultant on this, they have consultants, you know, help them prepare the bond issue and get everything right for the ballot and that type of thing.
Yeah.
School districts work with those groups. And he said that they got a call last night from someone with that company and said about 6 o'clock and said, you know, the free hot dogs, we probably better not do that. So they decided not to. So I called the Secretary of State to see if it would be legal had they decided to go with the free meal. And
with
he
the wieners.
And Al Jagger, the Secretary of State, very quickly looked up state law and called me back and said that, you know, I'm glad they probably decided not to go that way because if somebody wanted to push it and it appeared to be an enticement to vote in favor of the bond issue, that could be
or against the bond
criminal violation. Well, depending on how good the hot dogs are. So they decided not to do it, and Al Jagger was pleased with that. And so no free lunch at the
polls. How about inflatable games?
I don't know if they're offering those. I don't think so.
Throw the ring on the bottle? How about a Ferris wheel at the vote? Do we do that?
He even mentioned, you know, in a similar state, in the state law, it talks about alcohol.
Oh, that would get people
It's specifically mentioned. No free drinks or any quantities of alcohol. And so it doesn't specifically say Frankfurters, but he thinks it's covered there.
Okay.
So no free lunch.
I received this text message moments ago, bottom one.
Okay.
Read it and tell me if you know who sent me that text message without looking at the name on it.
I'm not going to.
Read the text message.
Okay, I can read the bottom one?
Yeah, read the bottom one.
Because the other stuff is.
Woohoo!
I wouldn't be waiting by the phone to get the call from Playgirl if I were you. Yes.
Yes. I just received that text message.
Won't identify.
Could you take a guess?
Is it Dave Kolpak?
God, no.
Jeff?
No.
Oh. I said the same thing. And I just, you know, I know your lines are filled up and Playgirl's probably trying to get through here, but I don't. Just forget it. It's not going to happen. What are you reading messages now? Are you tweeting? What are
some
you doing?
Some guy's ripping me now for standing up for Lexi Bolstad. Number two on the four-pack today. This is an odd story out of
Minnesota. St. Bonifacius.
St. Bonifacius, Minnesota. Is that down by St. Cloud? Or
no,
heck
it's,
is
a,
that?
It's kind of a
suburb. Is it a Tony suburb?
Kind of. Yeah, I've been there. I know. I bought something there once. A bed.
A self-employed carpenter.
I bought a bed there once.
Beat long odds.
And hauled it all the way home.
After accidentally shooting himself in the heart with a nail gun.
Got a good deal.
And was back home just a few days later to celebrate the birthday of one of his seven children. He shot himself in the heart. Eugene Rakow, 58, of St. Bonifacius, who on the side, the story says, sells mattresses, shot himself in the heart.
He does not.
He does, too. It's a side business.
Maybe that's the guy I bought the bed from.
Is. Yep, side business. Yep, he shoots himself in the heart and sells mattresses. He shot himself in the heart with a nail, a 3.5-inch nail, pierced his chest, and came within 2 millimeters of his coronary artery. Jeez.
He's lucky. Where's the nail?
They took it out.
I know, but what'd they do with it?
I don't know. I suppose the surgeon took the hammer, took the claw, and beep, pried it out of his chest.
What's that say? Last line, my story, not yours.
Oh, last one, sorry. Rakow was given the nail as a souvenir. Jesus, really?
It's on the mantle. I don't know where it is. Yeah, that's lucky. That's lucky.
So did he really... Did the surgeon really take a hammer with the claw?
I don't know. I don't know.
And then take a plier, like I did to get a nail, and took the pliers and twisted it out.
I don't. I'm sure they did something. Carefully. Very lucky. And the bed's held up well.
How's this going to affect his bed business?
I don't know.
No, wait. He's a carpenter.
Well, you said he sold mattresses on the... Yeah, my grandson has it.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it.
Good. That's super. It's held up well, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Good price there in St. Bonifacius.
Yeah, well, he nailed it together with a nail gun. It's solid.
Number one, Lexi Bolstad.
Yes.
There has been charges filed against the owner of the, I keep saying golf car, but really it's more than that. It's a gem car. Global Electric Motor Car.
It's
more of a street legal,
yes,
high-powered type.
It's an electric car.
Electric car.
They look kind of like a golf car, a little bigger. Some seat two, some seat four. They've been manufactured in Fargo, and I don't believe they're manufactured. Chrysler bought the company, Daimler Chrysler, some years ago, and they're no longer manufacturing them here, at least. But it is a street-legal vehicle, licensed. Most of them have lights, windshield wiper and that type of thing, depending on the level, and it's a licensed motor vehicle. And the city prosecutor's office at the... After a police investigation, decided to charge the owner with a number of violations involving the vehicle. Not the crash itself, not the driver.
Yes.
It's involving the vehicle. Insurance, licensing, that type of thing. And so Alexis Bolstad, I think most of us are familiar with the story. She was seriously hurt back August 4th in this crash in Southwest Fargo. It was a Sunday night, I believe. And that's what police and prosecutors have decided to do. She's in Denver at the Craig Rehabilitation Hospital.
That's kind of a world-famous rehabilitation hospital.
Chris Dewey was there. He was shot and eventually died out of Monoman County. He was there. There have been a number of people from this part of the country that have gone there for rehabilitation. Her father, John, who is a Fargo fire captain, was on with Jack and Sandy last Friday, and he announced, much to I think a lot of people's relief, that she is expected to make a full recovery. And I think that's the first time that a family member had said that, and we hadn't heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to be okay in the end, maybe home to continue outpatient therapy early November. November 12th, I think, is her tentative release date. We didn't really expect the charges would be filed because it's coming up on 2 months, but it was a lengthy investigation. They reconstructed the crash scene. They interviewed people involved, and that's the result. Charges.
Thank you, Jurgi. Will you take your large bottle of mustard and your small packet of ketchup and your stale buns out of my studio now?
I think I'll get rid of the buns. You know, if I left these in the
green
room, we have a green room here. It's kind of the kitchen. If I left those buns there tonight, you know what happened to them?
They'd be gone.
Somebody'd eat them.
Get your stale buns out of my studio and also these hamburger buns. Get them out of here too. Paul Jurgens, KFGO News, here on the Mike McFeely Show. We